It's time to talk about the game they play in heaven with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Wicks. How are we doing, Wicksy?
Not too bad, thanks, Pierre. Not too bad, everyone.
Mates, we had a wonderful day down at Singleton Rugby Park last Saturday. Let's get into the local game. What's happening?
Yeah, of course, we've got the start there with the divisional. There's the Muswell Keelers take on the Singleton Army. That'll be out at Highbrook. And, of course, you've got the other games there in the divisional. As we get stuck into it, the game, when it comes to COVID and the like, you just need to go to the website there, hunterrugby.com.au, and also cnru.com.au.
I suspect you need to definitely be taking your mask. You've got Waratahs at home to Griffins, Cooks Hill at home to Easts, and Pocolban Reds will take on those Cessnock Mongrels. What else you got, Wixie?
Of course, the Central North competition continues on its merry way with a nice big surprise on the weekend there with the Belmore Hotel Scam Brumbies beating Pirates.
How good was that?
Yeah, back-to-back wins for the Brumbies, and of course they hit the road to take on a reasonably hard side there against the Walker Rams,
yeah.
And that should be quite a bit of fun, but Walker have been beaten by Inverell, which is a bit of a surprise, so interesting to see. Also in the other games there, the Corindai Electrical and Air Conditioning Lions take on the crew there from the Lorenz Gunnar Red Devils, that'll be at Corindai. And the marquee game, of course, is Tamworth Pirates looking to bounce back as they take on the top of the table, Santos Narrabri Blue Bulls. While in Newcastle, with the main experience there, of course, with three games, Mary the Carlton take on the Hamilton Hawks, in which is a fantastic game every year there at Townsend.
Yeah.
Also, we've got University up against the Singleton Earth Moving Bulls, and the Maitland Blacks, after their win against the Bulls last week, take on Nelson Bay. So, once again, go through those websites, use the Facebook pages, get yourself covered up, get yourself clean, and tell your friends from Sydney, especially the northern eastern suburbs, to stay away.
Good, very good advice. What's happening with Super W?
Yeah, fantastic. We'll mention all the ladies that come from both the Hunter Wildfires and also locally that are part of that next week. But finals will be on Saturday. There is a game on Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock as the ACT Brumbies take on the New South Wales Waratahs, thanks to good friends there at Rex Airlines. Great to see that the teams have played really well. Unfortunately, the Western Force had to pull out because of the virus. But great to see that the President's 15 have played some great rugby with a draw and also beating the ACT Brumbies the other day. But the finals will be on Saturday afternoon from Coffs Harbour there at the CEX. And that will be on Stan. I've heard that they may be putting the games on Gem as well, but we'll see how we go with that.
And we're looking towards some test rugby coming our way, but it's not going to be in Sydney anymore.
No, a bit of a mixed bag. Of course, on the weekend we had the first of the tests as the British and Irish Lions, for the first time, got to play in the 4 years against Japan, 28 points to 10. Alan Wynne-Jones is out, which is a bit of a surprise. So Connor Murray, the Irish halfback, will be moving on to be skipper of the tour. They take on the Golden Lions. That'll be on Sunday night there on Stan. Also, of course, we've got the Springboks with half a dozen blokes who are out because of the COVID. They're taking on Georgia in two test matches, warming up there. Those tests, of course, will be on Gem. And also the All Blacks on Saturday night will be taking on Tonga as part of their big Pacific Island extravaganza. But our Cadbury Wallabies, playing in the El Toro series against the Frogs, will be playing at Suncorp Stadium. This game will kick off at 7:30 on Tuesday night, next Tuesday night, and will be on NBN, so look out for that. If any details when it comes to tickets, refunds and all that sort of thing, when it was supposed to be at the SCG last week, you can find out more through rugby.com.au.
And make sure you chat in on some Cadbury to help out your Wallabies. Also, you've got an exclusive for us, Wixie.
Yeah, fantastic news. We'll catch up in the fullness of time with all our reps from the New South Wales Country Cockatoos and also the New South Wales Country Corellas when that tournament is on the Australian Rugby Shield in Adelaide in the October long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Our ladies and gentlemen will be staying together on the one field for the 3 days. So they'll have it in two fields, one at Brighton Rugby Park and also out at Woodville there, out at Glen Eagles. They're both outstanding facilities, having had multi-million dollar upgrades for rugby only in Adelaide, which shows how strong rugby's going at the moment in Adelaide as it has a massive growth spurt in the last 2 or 3 years.
I look forward to seeing a South Australian team at the top level. That'd be nice.
Well, we can say to you exclusively, Bear, if it wasn't for COVID, the President's 15 in the Bill Corp CBW would have more likely been the South Australian Black Falcons.
Oh, there you go.
They've provided players for the Melbourne Rebels in the past. And we can also say to you that they are keen to bring back the Sevens. They had the Sevens for quite a while.
Yes.
Moved to the Gold Coast, was in Sydney for a while, but it's the last year of the contract this year or next year. So Adelaide are very keen to bring that back either to Hindmarsh Stadium or to the Adelaide Ovals. So they've been very, very strong in their development of the game. They missed out on a Bledisloe, unfortunately, because one of the ministers has got another particular rugby code mixed up with the Bledisloe Cup.
Well, it happens. Said, yeah, down yeah. there. Yeah.
They said, I think we already got a rugby game, and they got that particular rugby game, but it wasn't the rugby game they really wanted. They still paid a lot of money for it, but they're keen, hopefully, to get the Blizzard on in the next couple of years. And of course, as we have the El Toro series there for the Four Nations kicking off on August the 7th with the Bledisloe, that test match will be over at Perth, so it's going to be interesting to see how that goes as well.
As always, Wixie, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bear.